everyone, and welcome to Everyday Influencers. I am your host, Tiffany Fulcher, entrepreneur, speaker, and life purpose architect, helping you build a life and business that leads from the inside out. And today, I have the lovely Frederick Fulcher. We're going to be talking a little bit today about love and business and how we have gone into business together and how we make that work with three kids and all the crazy. So thank you for being here, Frederick.
You're welcome.
So tell me a little bit about your company. We'll say your company for the purposes of the interview, but we're actually talking about what we work together. And tell me a little
Absolutely.
Bit about it.
Yes, it's our company. Without you, would not be possible.
Thank you.
Marco Design Group, hopefully rebranded soon to Marco Development, is a software development consulting firm. It's a mouthful of words. But really our goal is to increase the speed of information that flows through an organization by any means necessary, whether that's through mobile apps, mobile services, web applications. We really want to help a company really have the information in front of the decision maker's hand as soon as possible. In today's age, this is the information age, so we really want to focus on that point when it comes to new companies coming up, old companies coming up, who really need to be leveraging mobile technology. So that's our focus.
Okay, so most people, the average person, may not quite understand everything that you do, but it works a lot with technology and mid to small businesses, some corporations.
Sure, it ranges from small businesses, startups, to large corporations who are Fortune 500 companies who have legacy systems, old technology, and they're really investing now in the new technology to help get their information into the consumer's hands.
Okay, great. So tell me how long you've been in business with your spouse.
Since about 2007-ish, I say 7-ish because we really started projects before we actually had our official LLC. But my wife encouraged me to really push forward and just branch out in newer spaces, new opportunities, beyond just the smaller websites and mom and pop sites we were working on at the time.
So tell me a little bit about, and this is kind of divvying off, but about how necessary it is to have that encouragement and support, particularly when you're working in business together. I mean, because you and I, we have these moments in time where we're both like, you know, this is it, I don't want to do it anymore.
Sure.
And then we bounce off of each other in terms of support and encouragement. So
absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. It means everything in the world to have a spouse who's supportive of your dreams and vision. And when you're tired and they can encourage you, and they're tired, and you can encourage them. It just means the world to continue to go forward. I think people underestimate the spouse that they choose when they get married, especially in something like business. You know, business, ministry, something to start something new. And when you have a vision and a passion for something, you really need somebody by your side who supports you in that. And so that's so important. And at times when I feel like giving up, you know, didn't want to do it again, I just
right.
do a full-time job.
Right.
You come in and say, babe, no, we need you to do this.
Right.
You know, the resources, the money, the opportunity is great. You know, really to push forward and sacrifice, and you supported me in that has meant the world.
Yeah, and while we're on the piece about support, let's talk a little bit about sacrifice, because that is a big piece. And understanding the sacrifice, it kind of coincides with the support, because
sure,
in order to be successful and to have any level of success in the business, which, you know, we've been able to build a 7-figure business together, in order to have that, we've had to sacrifice. There's
yes.
some stuff we've had to do without.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So talk a little bit about that, because I think that's such an important piece. And the sacrifice has to go hand in hand. It has to be both of us sacrificing,
sure.
not one person making all the sacrifice and there's some level of resentment,
sure.
or another person, you know, not sacrificing and there being some level of, you know, bitterness there.
Yeah,
even.
Definitely.
So,
you know, it's been a struggle. I mean, sacrifice has come in many ways. We've had ups and downs in our marriage.
Yeah.
We've had times when we've been far apart from each other, close to each other.
Right.
Fortunately, I think that we have done a pretty good job of balancing that with our children. They have had, I believe, you know, great parents, supportive in whatever they're doing.
Right.
But in that, we have sacrificed somewhat for each other. You know,
right.
We've had to, you know, maybe I couldn't have, you know, date night with you every night or date night once a week. I had to skip that time.
Right.
Or you had to skip that time and you missed that time with me because I was busy on a project, had to work all weekend. Or maybe perhaps you had to go to a speaking engagement or travel. And so it really, you know, caused us to sacrifice that time and that closeness that we could have gained.
Right.
And I think now we've come to a place of a little more balance with that and having to learn and take our lumps with that. And just early on in our marriage, really dealing with the frustration and figuring out how do we have a strategy to deal with the busyness of our business.
Right, right. There's a whole system around having a business together.
Right.
There's a whole system around understanding, you know, like you said, the business of running the business.
Sure.
Because there's a business of running our household. There's a business of running our, you know, managing our children and raising them. And there's the business of managing employees because we do have those. We have contractors. We have people that help us out in our home because we're busy with the business. So there's all of these different things that we have going consistently. I would honestly say in terms of sacrifice that our life is very non-traditional and that's a sacrifice for us.
Absolutely.
Because we don't have that, you know, the 8 to 5. There are times, like you said, where we're deep in projects and we may not get that time together. And so we have to schedule it. And I know everybody has to schedule time together.
Sure.
I mean, if they work an 8 to 5, but it's not that you're at home at 5, I'm at home at 5. We're eating, you know, we try to plug in some basic eating dinner together as a family, but that doesn't always happen. And so we understand, you know, the sacrifices and not just the sacrifices in terms of time, but we've had to sacrifice resources to invest in our businesses. And we've had to do without some things that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
We weren't taking vacation the first 2 years of our business.
Several years in,
we had to, you know, do without some things so that we could grow. But because we worked together, we understood our goals and values together.
Sure.
That made it easier in terms of how we got to our goals. So tell me a little bit about how starting out was. Was it easy? Was it hard? Because a lot of people ask me about how do you work with your spouse? What is that like? Is that difficult? Is that easy? So I want you to kind of talk a little bit about it and be honest. And then I'm going to talk
transparent.
A little bit about it. Be transparent.
Yeah,
wanting your authenticity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, initially, you know, obviously my wife really encouraged me to just start my business. You know, we were thrust into doing it. We had talked about it for some time. We had been positioned, thankfully, with a contract that we had our hands on. So when I got laid off from my full-time job, it was just something that launched me into the business that I have now. And it was almost a double increase in salary. And so it was easy to see the benefit initially from the monetary standpoint.
Right.
But I did not anticipate the personal side of it taking a downturn in some sense, in that, you know, it was difficult to explain to my wife why was I away from the house so much? Why did I feel the intense passion and pride in taking care of someone else's business when I wasn't really at home a lot?
Right.
And so it was difficult for you to understand that. And so that became somewhat frustration initially, like, man, does she realize how hard I'm really working for the family?
Right.
And the pressure that I felt for not only our family, not only for our contractors, but also for our client.
Right.
And so I carried that load seemingly alone sometimes and feeling that weight. And it became difficult at times to really push forward. And sometimes it made me want to go back to a full-time job and release the pressure. So she said, look, you can see that, hey, I really do care about you. I'll make the sacrifice for the business and say, you know what, let's not do the business right now.
Right.
You can't handle it. But thankfully, we just worked through that process and really tried to find the strategies that really worked for us. And you coming into, you know, understanding and me trying to be open with you as possible that this is what's going on. Here's my schedule, and over communicating to you where I was, so you knew that I was in a place where I was supposed to be, and really just trying to work hard for our family.
Right, right. So, and what about our differences in personality?
Because
when we first started, I was doing some background work and helping out with, you know, just kind of admin type stuff.
Sure.
And we're both pretty ambitious.
Sure.
And we're both very different in terms of how we learn and think and process.
Sure.
And initially, that was really hard for us because we didn't understand complementing one another in business. So we were kind of bumping heads, if you will.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you were very much a go-getter in your own right.
Right.
You know, coming from a corporate environment, Fortune 500 with Dell and Charles Schwab. You know, you had, you know, the kind of chip on your shoulder that, look, you're my husband, but look, you know, tell him to do business.
Right. And like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I had a mentality of where I knew what I wanted. I'm a very direct person.
Right.
And when it comes to dealing with business, I'm very direct. I don't do a soft throw. I'm really hardball, fastball. Let's get it done.
Right.
This is what I need. You know, I need this thing here, this. I'm not blowing and going. I'm not even thinking about your feelings or how it was received to you.
Right.
And it kind of changed even more so how I manage people because, you know, with guys, you know, most of the people that work for me were guys. So it was like easily, hey, look, this is what we do. We're soldier, man up, or don't be a wimp.
Right.
But with you, it's more so, okay, there is a relational thing here. I have to kind of cultivate this a little bit more. And so it really took me
a moment in time
to truly cultivate our relationship. It's okay, this is my wife. Okay, I can't say it this way. I need to say it this way.
Right.
And really be prepared. And so there was a transition period there.
You had to be intentional in that conversation.
I think it did have an influence on me, though, how I managed my employees. Mm. It made me more impatient with guys who I wouldn't have been more patient with.
Right.
And I think having dealt with you, how I deliver information to them is not so direct to where it could be offensive. I kind of take into account how they feel about what I'm saying to them. So it actually was helpful for me in my management style as well.
Well, that's good. I don't think I ever heard you say that before, but that's good. Not only that, but we both had to take kind of a step back and say, what are our strengths and weaknesses? Because I'm very creative. Absolutely. You're more analytical. So I can come up with stuff to do all day, but when it gets down to the details, like, I don't want to deal with that.
Yes.
And you're very detail oriented to the point where it drives me insane, but you want every detail to be perfected.
Absolutely.
So we had to really sit down and say, if we're coming together, where are we going to work best?
Yes.
And which is something that we've learned to do over the company, just even with people that we employ, finding their strengths and saying, okay, let's plug in them over here.
Yes.
Like we even had that situation recently where we had an employee who I thought was really great.
Sure.
You felt like they were a little not as great on the detail-oriented side, but I was like, look at their skill set from this perspective versus from the other perspective. And it helped you to kind of transition that person into another role that was better suited for them.
Yeah.
So I think one of the big things you have to do whenever you're working together is really understanding what your roles are and what you're really good at, and then work there.
Yeah, I think the important part is, you know, when we work together, it's really hard because this is a person you love.
Right.
And I think you have to keep in mind that this person means you well.
Right.
It's about unity. It's about coming together and really achieving a goal together.
Right.
And so they may say something, but keep in the back of your mind that this person really means me well.
Right.
If we take that approach from the get-go, it helps us soft shoe some things. I don't react because you said something. What did you mean by that?
Right.
It's more so, okay, I know they're stressed, or I know they didn't mean anything by that. We're in a mode right now. We're creating, we're blowing and going, we're doing certain things. Let me not take offense to this. Let me take a step back and really evaluate how I feel about this. And let them go and express themselves, because there's some creativity that may happen, and we may find some true information gold by sharing one another without being offensive.
Right.
Without being offended, should I say.
Right.
So I think those are important as well as we go through the process, that we say, okay, what is she really saying to me? Let me not take offense. Let me not take pride in myself. Say, well, I got this, girl. Don't tell me what I can do. You know, or you versus
you would saying, never say that.
You say all the time, say, you're not my daddy. You know, that kind of thing. When I'm really not trying to be your dad, but I'm trying to share information from my perspective to help you grow and really become who you're supposed to be, and vice versa.
Right. Well, you are my daddy after hours, but not when we're working.
No, I'm saying, I ain't saying nothing.
So how do you manage business, life, love, and parenting? Because as we just mentioned, you know, that we have a very non-traditional lifestyle. We both work from home a good little bit, but then sometimes I'm traveling, you could be at home with the kids, or you know, you're doing your thing and you're in a, you know, you're deep in a project for a couple of months because you go more on site with the client than I do.
Right.
So we just have differences in how we work. And so how, I'm going to let you say how we manage that with the kids and with our love life.
Sure.
Because, you know, there's at some point we have to be husband and wife.
Absolutely.
Even though we're business partners.
Yes.
So how do we manage that? Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that it's about still in the moment.
Right.
I think you've taught me more than anything since we've been married to be in the moment at times.
Yeah.
I can be very forward thinking, very futuristic thinking, and worried about the result or the end dollar, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 50 years from now.
Yes.
And at times it's really important to just be in the moment.
Right.
Sometimes our kids are so random with their thoughts and with their speech and things they say, it just catches you off guard and makes you laugh, and you just come into that moment.
Right.
You know, you're like, you know what, let me just enjoy this moment. And they will force you into that moment.
Right.
Daddy, you know, play basketball with me. Come throw the basketball, you know, the baseball with me. Or Daddy, read this book to me. Or Daddy, right. Look, I'm a princess, you know, between Simone and Sydney and Trey. And I think that that has helped me just, you know what, let me just relax for a moment, take a 30-minute break, and just be in the moment.
Right.
When they come home from school, still that moment. And then when we have moments in time, at nighttime when they're asleep, still those moments.
It's right.
30 minutes of just conversation, taking time to say, you know what, let's just put away technology and let's just talk to each other for 30 minutes.
Right.
I think between that and then obviously spending time date night, dating each other, sending you flowers, and still trying to provide that romance that we both desperately need,
right.
I think helps. But I think the balancing of the two is very difficult. It's
yeah.
not something that is easily said. I can easily say, here's the 5 things to do, but
right.
really it's practicing over and over again, much like a mathematical problem.
Right, right.
You have to practice over and over again to get perfection and know, okay, here the situation is presented to me, this is how I have to respond. You
right.
train your mind and your body, much like an athlete does, you know, it comes muscle memory. So you just automatically do it.
Right.
Know? So I think that's important with balancing. And I think, you know, really, you know, we're a spiritual, you know, family. We're a Christian family. And so,
yes.
you know, oftentimes tapping into God, praying in the morning time, because God will reveal things to you that you're missing.
Right.
He will say things to you that, hey, tell your spouse that she looks nice today. You know, say this to your son over here. Your son's talking to you, Fred. Pay attention right now.
Right.
You know, just in that moment and listening and saying, you know, he's asking you a question. Give him your focus.
Right.
Turn off your computer and give him your focus. I think that those are things that are really important, because the Bible says we are a threefold cord. You know, it talks about marriage in a threefold standpoint. And so we have to include God in that. We cannot
right.
continue to push him aside. When we do that, that helps drive the balance when we don't innately do that ourselves.
Right. And it's not a natural thing.
No.
And I think a lot of people talk about balance, and I'm oftentimes talking about balance and, you know, when I'm speaking to women and in the programs that I put together. And I think it's really an important part of building a business. Mm-hmm. Because when it's left out, you're burnt out. And there's this whole idea of when I make it, when I get to this amount of money, when
sure.
I sell the business, when I make this. And by that point, you've lost everything.
Yes.
Your kids are gone.
Yeah.
You've lost the relationship with your spouse. But you have this, what you consider, quote unquote, success. But businesses don't hug you at night.
No.
They don't tell you did a great job. They're not there when you win, you know, Entrepreneur of the Year.
Sure.
Nobody is going to give you that reward that you're looking for, like your family, like
right.
your spouse. So like you said, just being in the moment. And I'm very much an in the moment person.
Absolutely. You are.
Because
yes.
I just love paying attention. I'm always consistently considering, what if this is it? Like, this could be the last
yeah,
day.
Absolutely.
And so that's another balance for us, is just, you're more futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the moment. I can be in the moment to an extreme, where I'm like, I'm not thinking about what's going on in the future. Don't care. And, you know, and I need someone there to balance me out and say, no, we have to be considering the future in terms of, even with our business, projection goals for, you
yes.
know, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Sure.
What is our end result? Are we going to sell? Are we
yeah.
going to get out? Are we going to stay in? You know, all of those things
absolutely.
That have to be considered. So
yeah,
I think that balance is really big, not just when we're talking about family, but just our love relationship. And then the relationship that we have with the business. So we're going to close out, because it's getting close to the end of the time. But do you have any last words? Thank you, first of all, so much for doing the interview with me. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you inviting me to interview with you. I'm very proud of you and who you've become. And
thank you.
The abilities that you have. I've always push you to become and just really push forward and come into the space, and you becoming the kind of personality, the voice of reason, a mentor to many women across this country. And I truly am just so proud of you. And I'm glad I can share this life with you. And I'm glad that we can share just our experiences, you know, that we've had, you know, this journey. It's not been easy. It's been a really difficult one. We've had to work hard. We've had to really work hard to put in the hours and the time. And I think that that has to be something that most people understand, is that this is not a get rich quick scheme.
Absolutely.
There's no trick or no tip that's going to just overnight make you a millionaire.
No.
It's going to take time. It's going to take time to really nurture those things. You know, Kevin Hart recently was on OWN, and he told, you know, Oprah, this is 18 years in the making.
Right.
You know,
can you imagine?
Kevin Hart's been around for a long time.
A long time.
It's just now the light has shined to him, for him, and his opportunity has come. And many stories, success stories, are very much like that. They
worked
hard, you know, outside the light. You know, now the light has come and shined on them, and now we see who they are.
Right.
But they have had to prepare for that moment.
Yeah.
And so it takes preparation. It's really important that from a young person to an old person who's trying to start a business or become rich, it's preparing for the moment when the spotlight is on you.
Right.
You have to be ready. And I think that is the pressure you put on yourself. That's why you work hard. That's why you come together and unify yourself with either your spouse, or if you're a single person, with yourself or another partner.
Right.
Unity is such a big component, because with unity, we can achieve anything.
I love
it. Those are my last words.
I love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I would have to concur with your last words, because they were so fabulous. Thank you again for joining us on Everyday Influencers. I think we're going to make Love and Business a podcast special. So we're going to interview some other couples who are in entrepreneurship together and see how they work with and without children.
Sure.
Join us here on The Crazy. And we look forward to talking with you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Everyday Influencers with Tiffany. Be sure to listen in next week. You never know how one person's story can change your life. For additional resources, downloads, Tiffany's schedule and blog, or to chat with her on social media, visit her website at tiffanyfulcher.co.